Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
We're happy with, at least from a perspective of those guys, not giving up, not getting frustrated by the turnover.
No, we can polish the turd however we want to.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Seeing how the Panthers played and how the Patriots played, I don't know. Listen, pour some syrup all over me because I am definitely waffling in. Yeah.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
I have to make sure after I catch it, I get the first
right there.
There is a screenshot of him catching, and there's an arrow going every way. It says you won't believe which way this guy went.
It's true.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Ramondre Stevenson's probably not going to see the ball for 2 weeks.
Wiggy was here Saturday at Gillette when Bill Parcells was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Where do you rank him all time?
Who's that?
Bill Parcells.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Wagwan, ma. Hello, hello, hello. Let me get a little show business out of the way to start this morning. I believe we are still under shadow ban on Twitch. So for those of you who normally watch this program on Twitch, you will have to go to YouTube this morning until we are able to ascertain what occurred on this radio program yesterday or elsewhere that led to a ban.
I'd ask this question. Who effed up the church's money here?
Great question.
Because I can't even log in. I'm like, what's going on, man?
It could be Curtis. Could be me. Could be something Courtney said. I have no idea.
I thought anything goes on Twitch.
No.
Well, no boobs. Were there any boobs yesterday?
Yeah, no boobs, no all 22s.
Okay, we didn't have an all 22 yesterday.
Right.
I mean, Wiggy did reference the all two twos
right.
several times. But I think you could talk about it. You just can't. You just
can't show it.
Show it.
Correct. And posted it on his story, and maybe they then went back to a week ago. So maybe Wiggy effed up the church's money.
Yeah, but I didn't post it a week ago.
No, but we did it on Twitch.
No, that ain't my fault.
Good luck also getting a hold of any human being
right.
at any kind of digital platform ever. Mm-hmm. Like, they have no, and this is old head central right here, they have no actual hardline phones that are available at the business. Like, there's no, it's actually a pretty good philosophy because then you never have to deal with anybody, any customer or anybody who's ever complaining.
But that's not an old head call. That is, everybody is annoyed by that now.
Yes. I mean, you can't, if you get banned on any of the social medias, good luck getting back on or getting a hold of everybody.
Yeah.
Well, and then your life is ruined.
You have that's to actually, except in YouTube, though.
Well, you have to go and actually try to interact and talk with other human beings. Right. So
I'm old enough to remember when people celebrated the president being banned from using social medias, and now those same people are saying the First Amendment's under attack because of a late night host.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, too, Curtis.
Two live crew rejoin. Banned in the USA.
Yeah, we could. Well, we're banned in Boston.
Or bands that make her dance.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yes.
Bands that make Juicy J.
All right. Good strip club song.
Yep, that's what James is going to be for Halloween.
But good morning and hello to those who are up early and watching on YouTube and participating in the fiery back and forth that is the YouTube chat.
That's where I am.
For this show. That's where you are right now?
It says Christian Arcan, but that's really me.
You're in there under Arcan.
Well, I just ruined a great bit. I just went to YouTube. Oh.
I was just so confused because I saw Christian Arcan commenting in it saying Wagwan. And I said, is he making fun of Wiggy?
He doesn't seem like a big Wagwan guy.
No, you never know.
I mean, Wiggy is really the king of the Wagwan.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well,
shout out to all my Caribbean people out there, especially my Jamaicans.
What time is the rapture happening? Is that before the end of the show or is that during Jones and Keefe or when? Like, how many?
It's during grab bag.
How many hours do we have left?
They're not giving us an exact time. And now they're saying it could happen today or tomorrow. Yeah, it's my lead this morning because it was my entire algorithm yesterday.
Yeah.
We should have ended the show yesterday saying, well, if this is it, goodbye. Yeah. We love you all because we didn't know if we were going to wake up this morning.
Oh, girl, this got to be bad, Lord Jesus.
I got to tell you, they lose a little bit of credibility with me when predicting that the end of the world is happening on Tuesday or it could happen on Wednesday. Like, I mean, if it's happening and you're getting a message from God, God is not telling you, hey, I'm going to try to get to this Tuesday, but I got a lot on my plate, so it might not happen until Wednesday.
Like, at least the Mayans may have been wrong, but at least they nailed down an exact day.
Correct, Shine.
Yeah. Well, it's coinciding with Rosh Hashanah. Happy Sweet New Year to all of our Jewish listeners.
Yes.
But that's both today and tomorrow.
Okay. So the end of the world is today or tomorrow?
Yes, Jesus will come back.
All right, and the Mayans had it in 2012, but I feel like when I was a kid, it always came up in inquiring minds, like the world was always going to end. So,
Well, holler at me
when it ends.
With our luck, the Red Sox will lock down the second wild card spot, and then the rapture will happen. Right. All right, hey, legit, Curtis, we are smack dab at the end of a legit pennant race right now.
I have pennant fever.
6 left, beginning this evening, and you own the second wild card spot if you're the Boston Red Sox. Game up on the Guardians and the Stros. Really, I guess two games up.
Yeah.
Because you got the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
So and a tiny little chance that you can indeed secure home field if you can catch the Yankees. But unlikely.
Right.
Unlikely that you will catch the Yankees.
You're not going to pick up 3 games, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or 3 games in that amount of time. But it'll be, I believe, a week from today, we will be getting ready for Garrett Crochet and the beginning of a best-of-3 wild card round in Seattle, Houston, someplace like that.
Scoreboard watch. If you're going to scoreboard watch, obviously, I think you want to scoreboard watch Houston more than Cleveland because Houston road is a lot easier than Cleveland. So as far as the teams that they're playing, Cleveland's playing Detroit and Texas. Houston's playing the Athletics and the Angels. So you might want to scoreboard. But take care of your business and everything's good.
Yeah. And I'm sure you'd like to right off the bat this morning give Alex Cora all the credit in the world for getting this team there.
No, I give it all to Breslow.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we found out. When it's bad, it's Breslow. When it's good, it must be Breslow. So he's the one that gets all the credit.
Craig.
Okay. All right, what's Cora get?
You wanted him fired at a certain point. So
right.
He was getting all the bad as well.
Nah, not really. When we discussed bad, with this baseball team, it was either players or Breslow.
It's the only time in my life when you have a legit critique of the manager of the Red Sox, you're the bad guy. Yeah. It's very odd and unsettling.
I completely remove Alex Cora from anything. He is just there. He is kind of like, what's the person who comes out and does all the stuff, the president's secretary there?
Press secretary.
Caroline Leavitt?
Well, whoever that is. Yeah, I don't blame anything on Cora.
Okay.
I don't give him any credit. Yeah. It's all Breslow and players.
I see.
That's what everybody tells me.
Wiggy Jean-Pierre.
Listen, I think you get a little bit of a pass on some of the injury stuff that you've dealt with during the season, and you got yourself in a position to be a wild card team. So,
right.
Six left, and you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. You can watch us talk about it on YouTube, but you cannot watch us talk about it on Twitch because we are shadow banned.
All right. I think that's good thing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like when you get banned, that's like when you made it.
In the streets?
Oh, yeah. That's so you made it.
We got to throw that out.
That's like our jail time.
Can you get the word out in the streets that we are banned in Boston?
That's like being outside and saying, I did some time. The instant street cred goes up.
All right. It's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on. Do we know what time Ty Law is coming on this morning? Shime or Curtis?
I'm waiting for a text message response, but I believe he will be on at 8:20 this morning.
Okay. All right. Ty Law coming up, and we will continue to dissect the football game that occurred at Gillette Stadium on Sunday and did not go that well, and the fallout thereabouts.
Aren't you always fascinated as what is the pullout sort of couple quotes from the weekly Vrabel interview? Like, I'm always in the real time. There's some years, burn cash. It's kind of obvious. But there's been some speculation around Boston that there is a building frustration between the head coach and the quarterback. That Wiggy asked the question about the pylon throw that ultimately ended our run on Twitch, that Mike Vrabel said, you definitely don't want to line it or what?
Throw it flat.
And that was the frustration. So he was
kind of
defending McDaniels, which was another one people were speculating how do they get along.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't have a problem with the three throws. There was one play that Drake could have checked to a run.
Mm-hmm.
And he critiqued the way in which he threw the pass that was ultimately deflected for an interception.
I said that to Wiggy off air. I said the way in which he answers questions about Drake doesn't necessarily make me believe that he's sold on him.
Right.
And Wiggy brought up a good point coming back at me saying, well, maybe you need to earn it before he starts praising you.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's cut from that school. But, I mean, other than Shine, everybody thinks the throw should have been back pylon except for Sean. I believe it. Vrabel believes it.
Nope, Vrabel didn't agree with you.
Putting air on it, Sean, means what? If you put air on it.
Well, he didn't say back pylon.
You specifically asked back pylon and he specifically did not agree
with you. But if you put air on it, where do you think the ball would land?
Well, it would land in the back portion of the end zone.
Yes.
But I will say that Mike Vrabel may have just been referring to the rather obvious fact that you need to throw the ball with enough air so that it is to be able to progress over the hands, the outstretched hands of a D lineman.
Right.
I think that was the main point that Mike Vrabel might have been making.
And what he's saying is when it lands, it'll land in the area of that back corner of the end zone. We call it in the world of football, we call it the back pylon.
Yeah.
We don't say drive the ball. When you say put air on it, that's telling you put air on it to where only your receiver can catch it, or it might bounce in the back end of the end zone and go out of bounds.
I don't think Drake May is the biggest problem that you have on the football
no
team.
No way.
Hell no.
No, it's not even close. No.
I think who's going to be running the football is the biggest problem you have.
But the PFF grade for the last game for our own Drake May was abysmal.
Yeah.
They had Mac Jones with a much better weekend than
Drake you May. Hear Mike Tomlin say that they went into that game full well knowing that Ramondre Stevenson was going to fumble the football and it was at the top of the list of the things that they were going to attempt to cause? That's a problem for you.
Yeah, I get it.
If that's your guy.
I mean, I would be doing the same thing if I played against King Henry in Baltimore, right? And be like, hey, any chance we get, let's punch at the football, let's rip at it because it looks like he's got the fumbles. And I would do the same thing with Ramondre. I would say you're right, Greg. It is the running back situation on who's going to carry the football. And then the other thing I would say, it would be the secondary.
Yeah. And I don't understand why you don't just let your guy Travion eat. Like, what are you waiting for? Like, what's the downside?
I have no clue. I don't get it.
I mean, if he can't be worse. And
nope.
So
the issue is like, protecting Drake May, that there's concerns about that. And also that he can't withstand the three downs workload at this stage of his development.
Yeah, but you don't need him to play three downs. Yeah. You just need him to be the primary ball carrier.
You could put a Gibson in there for third down. And I get, Curtis, I completely agree with the pass protection. I asked about it because I've been watching that area closely, and he's struggled since the beginning of the year when it comes to pass protection. But you could put Gibson in there as your third down back and maybe give Travion the ball on first and second down. And you're not a team that is a team that's going to give a running back the ball 30 times a game. So you're probably just going to give him, if he can't withstand 15, 18 carries?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell did you draft the kid for?
I just think they have to figure it out. And, like, Ramondre carrying the football around all day long in Foxborough or wherever is not the solution to me. Like, your best running back is your quarterback.
Right.
and that's an issue,
that's
I think,
a major problem. And the thing about guys that have this fumbling issue is it takes away their ability to run the football because they're so focused on securing it that they're not running at their best because they got two hands on the football as they're going through the hole when they should only have one and be looking to create.
I was just going to say it's a mental game for him now. And so, yeah, you can practice it all you want, but right. I think once he gets into games, his mental capacity completely changes. They need to get a sports psychologist or something in there.
Yeah. Sports psychologist. Well, hold on in the football. I mean,
But sometimes, like, yeah, you can say that to a guy all you want, but for three seasons now, this has been an issue for him.
Well,
like, so
I don't know why they gave him $18 million,
right.
Nine of which you still owe him. Like,
the hell's a sports guy psychologist going to tell him?
I don't know.
They have a lot of people that work with, like,
man, get your ass in there and hold on in the football. We cut you.
You don't think Bill said that to him? You don't think that Gerard said that to him?
Well, then guess what? Cut his ass.
It's not Courtney's fault. It's her generation. Yeah. The answer is therapy.
Yeah.
Right. That'll fix everything.
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would help him.
I can imagine.
Maybe a what do they call it?
Hypnosis?
Yeah.
I can imagine Parcells going, we should bring in a sports psychologist for Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank you. I thought you were going to tell me. I need more therapy.
Could he work remotely on Sunday, Ramondre Stevenson? That help?
I hope he does.
The only reason he's still here, according to the people that cover the team, is that contract.
Yeah.
And I say to that, F the contract.
Yeah.
You have $1 billion under the cap.
Yeah.
If he's not the right running back, eat the money, Robert, and bring in someone else.
It was a terrible contract when you gave it to him in the first place. Like, get over it.
Right. And I think Bill would have cut him. I know Bill gave him time, but I think
Bill had a soft spot for Ramondre. He loved him, Ramondre.
Right, but eventually you got to get to the point where it's like, if you can't hold on in the football, we're just going to ship you up out of here. So you have to figure that out. I guess maybe you could see a sports psychologist and they'll say, you know, what's the root of it? What happened when you were a kid? You know, did somebody take your lunch money? I don't know.
There are a lot of sports psychologists out there. You can laugh. Right. Wiggy, you can laugh and joke about it all you want.
They're like the colorists. They're just taking people's money.
Color analyst.
Oh, sorry. Color analyst.
And I would also say, to defend Courtney, the Michigan sports psychologist wrote a book, and Tom Brady wrote the foreword about all the help he had given him
in his
career.
Okay. Yeah,
that's all Tom Brady making money, man.
I don't think he gets paid for a foreword.
You don't think Tom Brady ain't just putting words in somebody's book without no bread coming his way?
Did you see Tom get pissed about Portnoy saying how much money he heard he was making in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I saw that. I think Dave Portnoy said it was $75 million that he was getting.
And I was going to say, last week, Courtney apologized to me for no reason, and I have to apologize to Courtney and Wiggy because I trust Portnoy's sources on that.
Oh, yeah.
And Brady being pissed about it means it's right.
Yeah, of course.
What was
also,
he pissed about?
The dog people are coming at Tom Brady for the comment that he made during the game. Are we getting to that during they said it or no? Do you want to?
Sure, if you want to.
We should.
I can get it.
Yeah.
He just quote tweeted Portnoy's thing on his morning show and saying, I guess we're just making things up now.
Ooh.
So it's not $75 million?
Yeah, so that means it definitely is.
Right. It's totally
It's actually
true.
More than $75 million.
I will never doubt what the Saudis will pay again.
Yeah, no, never, Curtis. I told you.
I just said you were right.
They got that FU money.
Yes, Wiggy. We know you love Saudi Arabia.
And there's dinosaurs there.
How long until there is an NFL franchise in Dubai? Would you guess?
No, never happen.
London.
Never happen. Never happen in London. It's too difficult to do.
It's going to happen in London, but I'm asking.
It won't happen in London. It won't happen in Saudi. Guys will not do it. Courtney, it is too difficult.
It's not that
difficult. It doesn't matter what the guys want to do.
You got to get it through the union.
Wiggy, it's a multi-billion-dollar machine.
It's too hard, Greg. I'm telling you.
And what's so difficult about it?
Because here's the thing. If you live in London, every game for you on the road is going to be
it's like a West Coast game for us.
But that's every single road game.
I understand.
But we don't play on the West Coast every road.
Right, I understand.
Right, so every road game is going to be 6+ hours.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. My guess is you would play 4 to 5 road games consecutively, which would then also give you like a 7-week stretch where you're not traveling at all. So
yeah, but
I
then
think
imagine that. You as a player, so now I got to be on the road for 4 to 5 weeks?
I think they're going to be at a nice Hojo's.
But that is annoying. Matter. You're away from your family.
Right. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. They'll
wait until the Saudis, your favorite people, start dangling giant bars of gold bullion in the direction of the NFL, and they will find a way to get a franchise over there. I predict.
All right. We'll probably be dead and long gone by the time that happens.
We are going to be because we're hours away from the rapture.
True.
So,
do we know where Jesus is coming?
We are not sure yet.
What would you wear to ascend? Would you want to be in something comfortable? Would you want to be in something?
I'd want to be nude.
I think it's
Courtney goes to the out.
I think it's an athleisure thing.
I agree.
I would assume.
We agree. You want to be presentable
it's not like traveling on a plane. What are we doing?
You're suddenly there. I don't know if it matters really what kind of first impression you're making.
No, I don't think you're suddenly there. They're talking about you ascending. So you are like, you're being taken up in the sky.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but like if you're taken to like heaven or the oblivion, and you're just going to be in whatever possibly could be the most comfortable thing anyways.
I just thought about it while I got dressed this morning.
I'm assuming it's heaven. They probably give you a robe. I would assume that they provide you with some. Probably everybody wears the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, start repenting now because if not, you won't be ascending. You'll be descending.
you'll be left here.
That is true.
There's uniforms in heaven?
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say probably there's probably tiers of tiers of who you are,
right.
I would assume, and that's probably based on what the uniform is.
So all the white robes, everything's white up there.
What do you think? Everybody just like packs for a week? I mean, they have to.
No, you don't need anything. That's the whole point.
it's heaven.
Yeah, exactly. They provide everything.
Correct. All right. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes. They said it at 7:20. We will discuss what the mayor of Mack Island said when talking about throwing a pick over the weekend. And Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45 this morning. That includes Would Wiggy Drink It? And the new soda trend here in the fattest nation in the world. And I mentioned Ty Law. I will also mention Hill Notes. Leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app, a voice note on anything that we are talking about or you think we should be talking about, or poke fun at any and all of us here. And we'll play the best ones back at 9:20 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending first thing today?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Lions take down the Ravens in Monday Night Football 38-30, the final after a big fourth quarter for Detroit. Lamar Jackson completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and three touchdowns in the loss. But we got to talk about the Lions running back, David Montgomery. He had 12 carries for 151 yards and two touchdowns for the winners. The score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play.
Have you seen some of the stats that have come out regarding this Ravens team? Lamar Jackson, or I think they're the only team to score 104 plus points in the first 3 weeks and have a losing record.
Man. Mm.
Did you also see the interview before with John Harbaugh, and it was a complete jinx for Lamar? It was like Lamar's stats in Monday Night Football and how dominant he is and how he never loses in Monday Night Football. It was like the entire sit-down interview.
To be fair, he was still like tremendous. Yeah. It wasn't his fault that they lost.
And a tough schedule to start for your guy. So,
yeah, I'm not worried. I mean, they started 0-2 last year, and they were like, what, the number one seed or the number two seed? I'm not concerned in the league.
That's because King Henry got, like, the Ramondres, fumbleitis.
Yeah, three fumbles in three games.
Yeah.
Isn't, no matter how many times you watch him, isn't it shocking how fast he is at that size?
King Henry, yeah.
It's like Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that touchdown he scored, I couldn't – it's unbelievable. The way he jump cuts and then just bursts out is insane.
The fact that he's still doing it at the age he's doing it at –
31.
Like, and he's like been doing it for like 6 or 7 years straight is pretty impressive.
The Patriots are mourning the loss of former Vice President of Player Personnel Bobby Greer. Greer worked for the Pats from 1981 until 2000. He passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend.
Wow. That's a Hill note. That's a Hill show jinx. We just talked about him.
We did?
Yes, we did.
We literally just talked about him on
Friday.
Was it Friday?
I think so.
When I was like...
We were talking about which Greer was it, because I said Brian Flores is the best coach that's not best Belichick coach that's not a head coach now. And you and I were trying to figure out which Greer it was.
Yes, and I was like, oh, remember, I remember working out for, because he was the Patriots GM at the time. And then I might have said Michael Greer, but that was his son.
Now, his son played in the NHL, if I'm correct.
And his son plays in the NHL, or played in the NHL, and then obviously his son in Miami. That is a Hill Show jinx. We literally just talked about
it. Wow. Uh-oh. The Red Sox back in action tonight. Their second-to-last series of the regular season is against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. And most goals have a clear course, like planning a trip. But when it comes to losing 40 or 50 pounds, that's a different story. Except with Awaken 180, a clear course to fast, proven weight loss with free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. When we come back, we'll have our lead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Kids.
A request from Coach, since we are banned on Twitch. And if you want the shadow ban to continue, then keep playing Two Live Crew, Sean. My God.
Don't worry. No swears in there.
Classic. Did you go clean version? Oh, that baby. All right, good.
Love Two Live Crew.
I don't know what happened. Nobody can seem to figure it out. I was receiving furious phone calls yesterday from the bland manager while I was on the golf course. By the way, unbelievable Celtics golf tournament yesterday at Old Sandwich on the Cape, which is, I've never played the track before. It is a beautiful golf course. I was, not to brag, bro, I was hitting the golf ball better than I have hit the golf ball in quite possibly 7 to 8 years.
What a nice feeling.
Striping it, Sean.
All right.
Down the
heck
middle.
Yeah.
Position A1 off the tee all day long yesterday. And let me ask you this. You know who won the whole thing?
Was it you?
No.
JoJo White.
No. We were a 52 net, which put us in a tie for third, and we lost on a card match because the back nine was not so good. Brad Stevens and his group won the thing. Should Brad Stevens be allowed to win the Celtics golf tournament?
Ooh. Of course. If he beats
no,
you.
No.
He's not going to win much this year. Give it to him.
Okay. Doesn't seem fair to me. Should have taken himself out when they were giving the gifts away. But
yeah.
Well, it's his team, right? It's not just him.
Correct. I mean, but so you don't want the other guys penalized because they ended up with Brad Stevens.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to be really jealous if, like, Jaylen Brown was at this tournament, but then I saw Jaylen Brown was with Bill Nye, the science guy, who was getting his Hollywood star.
He's a big Bill Nye guy.
I didn't know that until yesterday.
They're very close.
Really?
Yes.
Because I see them on Twitch with Millie's doing his top 10 rappers of all time.
Yes, but he was in L.A. because Bill Nye was getting his Hollywood Walk of Fame or whatever.
Can I tell you something also, and hello to everybody at Old Sandwich? Have never experienced this before, but it is it's chef's kiss on the when it comes to taking care of your guests. In the they provide for you in the men's locker room, in the stall, dude wipes, like a little container for dude
nice.
Wipes.
Nice,
that is nice.
I mean, every golf course ought to follow suit on that.
Top Actually, notch.
Every restroom and every public place ought to follow suit on that.
But, yeah.
Great time. And I want to thank my team was the Sentient Jet team. And I want to thank them. We had a great time. I want to thank Terry, our caddy, who is a listener of this program on the Odyssey app. Great dude from Shrewsbury. And so we had a blast yesterday. Weather was perfect. We Curtis mentioned it the other day. We've lucked out on weather. It's beautiful. It really is gorgeous, Curtis.
It has been unbelievable. And that fraud Bill Nye said we were getting like 30 hurricanes.
Right. No, none of that. All right, Chime, let's get to it if we could.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Can't see nothing coming up behind. Make my way through this darkness. I can't feel nothing but this chain that binds me.
lost track of how far I've gone. How far I've gone, how high I've climbed. On the backs of 60-pound stones, on the shoulder half mile line. Come on up for the rising. Come on up with your heads in mind. Come on.
Chime. Appreciate the effort, but I don't think the rising and the ascension are the same thing.
No, I just...
If that's where you're going with that.
Yeah, no, it's not that they're the same thing. It was, I couldn't think of a song called Ascension, so I just tried to... you're rising into the air.
Okay. Bruce movie comes out in, I think, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, that's the one starring Jeremy Allen White, right?
Yes. Looks really good.
What if a Bruce movie came out during baseball playoffs? What would all the men do?
Sing Glory Days?
What? No, they would just be the same. Oh. It's like all 50-year-old guys with beer guts.
Oh, okay.
That would have to choose.
Fun Jackson fact as well. Apparently today is Springsteen's birthday.
Oh, it is?
Ooh. I didn't know that. So that's kind of serendipitous.
I will need to pick another rejoin later on. Deep cut.
Done.
I was wondering, I don't know if this Curtis is probably correct about the average age of a Bruce Springsteen fan, but... would there be interest if I was thinking of doing a screening of the movie with you, our beloved listeners? Would
yes.
you want? Would people want to go to that? Like maybe I could convince everybody there to appreciate Bruce the way I have appreciated Bruce Springsteen for the entirety of my life.
I think I will only attend if we do a 15-minute standing ovation like we're at Con.
Okay, I would. Would you like to go, though? Like, I think
yeah,
you, would gain, you would gain.
My hometown.
Curtis, you don't have to go, but maybe, who knows? Maybe it would change your mind on the great Bruce Springsteen.
Do you want me to get up and do Dancing in the Dark?
Well, you do have the right name for that. That is true. So, yeah, that movie, I think, I can't wait till it comes out. I hope it's good. Like, Emergency Top 5 Best Biopics in Music. I think the Freddie Mercury Queen film is the best, whatever that's called. It's based on the song
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
This might be adjacent to that, but the best music related movie for my money is Almost Famous.
Oh, excellent! Not based on a real, but sort of based on some of those
Rolling
bands.
Stones.
Johnny Cash was good with
Walk the Line.
Yeah,
Reese Witherspoon
and Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah,
very good. The Doors with the late Val Kilmer. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Straight Out of Compton. The NWA one.
Very, very good.
I did like the Bob Marley one too. One Love.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't like the Bob Dylan one. Mm-hmm. That stank. All right, anyway, leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event, which is happening right now. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com to find out where your local authorized Subaru retailer is. Hey, Shine.
Hey, Greg. First of all, I just want to shout out a 207 texter. Absolutely right. Bad job by me. I had the perfect opportunity to play Higher by Creed there, and I didn't.
Oh.
That was a massive swing and a miss by me. Fumble in the bag already this morning.
What about the Rhode Island texter, who you're favoring Maine, but that's fine. We have listeners in both states.
Of course.
On both of our radio stations there. What about Blondie and The Rapture?
Yes, so I will toss that in. I will add that to the queue. So my lead today is pretty simple. Like I understand people are getting a little frustrated with my guy Drake, but just for reference, like if we were to project Drake May's stats, if he was to stay relatively consistent with what he's been doing through 3 weeks over the course of the season, you're looking at a season of throwing for 4,500 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 11 picks. That before the season, if I had told Curtis that, he would have been pretty happy. It was way higher than the numbers I had originally given.
Yeah.
Like everybody in this room and everybody listening would have been happy with those numbers. So like I understand that sometimes he makes a dumb mistake. And I totally recognize that. That fumble was inexcusable. You need to know when to just eat the ball and take the loss. I get it. I am aware of that.
Like that is not anomalous. He has turnovers at the worst times.
I'm not saying that he doesn't. I just said that I understand that he has turnovers. Like it happens. I get it. A lot of quarterbacks have turnovers, but like he's also on pace to have a really, really good season.
How many wins does your projection have in it for the New England Patriots?
Well, as of right now, it would be 6.
Whoa. Okay.
So, but that's just based on what the record is. But like,
so you nailed it early.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Courtney. But my whole thing is just like I think people need to take a deep breath. Like the quarterbacks played overall through 3 games pretty well. It's not top 10. It's not, but it's also not like bottom quarter of the league. Like,
solid.
He's right. Yes, he's playing solid football and he's getting better. I think that's the most important thing. Is it's like if he is scoring touchdowns, yeah, he's going to turn the football over. But if he's putting points on the board, he's doing his job, and he's going to get better, and those turnovers will slowly go away. You saw it happen with Josh Allen. Even guys like Patrick Mahomes, when they throw the ball a ton, they sometimes turn the ball over a lot. But if they're scoring points, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
It's just in the case, just looking at this past week, though, it's debilitating. It's a debilitating turnover.
But, Greg,
there were three other turnovers that were far more
impactful.
But it is on the heels of a 19-play drive in which you started on your 6 or whatever.
Wait, what were the three other turnovers that were more impactful?
I mean, Ramondre Stevenson fumbling on the 1-yard line.
You're throwing an interception on the 1-yard line.
That was bad. It was a pass that was batted. Like, it wasn't a bad throw. It was the right decision. He made the correct decision,
the coach made the throw.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was the wrong air trajectory on the ball.
Whatever.
And it was on the quarterback, though.
No, it wasn't a bad decision.
You can't say whatever when it's on the quarterback.
Wiggy, you and I disagree about the trajectory of the pass. Because
every,
I think if you
every
over,
NFL
if you put
expert
air on it,
agrees.
Every guy is going to converge
Sean,
on that.
Vrabel agrees. Boomer Esiason, who played quarterback
in the
NFL for 14 or 13 years, agrees.
Cool. That's great. I disagree.
So you disagree with a guy who played the position?
Yes, I do, Wiggy. Very
Come on,
much so.
Listen, I know you know a lot about football, but now you're like, all right, so the throw was fine. Nobody on God's green earth that has ever played the game that we've talked to had said he made the right throw.
Wiggy, that's fine. I don't really care. I don't.
But
because
you should,
I
because this is part of your eye. This is part
but,
of
Wiggy, when I watched
argument.
The game, not one other pass the entire game got tipped at the line
I'm
of scrimmage.
I'm not talking
correct?
About one other. We're
okay, no. But we're talking about plays.
Because that play right there, just like the Ramondre fumble, took 3 or 7 points off the board.
Yeah, but it's not, Wiggy, it's not. He was trying to put the ball on the receiver. He saw a tight window. He made the right read, found the right guy. Threw the ball. It got tipped.
If
it
Mac
happens.
Does that, you do say the same thing?
Yes,
or are you like,
Wiggy,
Mac should have put it?
That's the right decision. Like, I don't, I understand. It got batted. That, things like that happen sometimes.
The worst turnover.
It's not like it ever got batted again at the line of scrimmage.
The worst turnover yesterday was the fumble when he should have thrown the ball away in the fourth quarter that led to the Steelers getting the ball and taking the lead.
And I said at the beginning of my lead, that was an unexcusable fumble. Totally agree.
You said there were 3 more impactful turnovers. That turnover by the quarterback was the most impactful turnover.
No, it wasn't, Curtis. If you're telling me that fumble was more impactful than the Ramondre fumble going into the end zone, you're an idiot.
I may be an idiot.
Because that touchdown would have put you in the lead.
Shime likes a good flat throw because it reminds him of pancakes.
Ooh, I do love a good flapjack.
Yeah, but you, Sean, just listen to
I am more of a waffle guy, though, if I'm being honest with you, Greg.
French toast for me.
That's fine. I just think the ability of a waffle to really hold the syrup unmatched.
Sean, the pancake ends up getting moist, and nobody wants moist pancakes.
It's the worst word in the world.
I know.
But listen to yourself and what Curtis is saying. You're saying the most impactful turnover was the Ramondre Stevenson fumble on the goal line. And Curtis is saying that the interception.
I said it's a 19-play drive from your own 6. And that was extremely impactful. But Curtis is suggesting that the fumble. It may be more impactful.
No, they're both the same. I'm talking about the interception on the goal line and Ramondre's fumble on the goal line.
But we get the difference.
Curtis is saying Drake May's fumble was the most impactful of all.
Right, and because I agree it's all that. About when it occurs.
Yes,
there were
but it
several
wasn't
turnovers
happening
in,
on a scoring
There
play.
Were several turnovers in Super Bowl 49. The most impactful one was the interception that Malcolm Butler
yes,
made.
Because it was happening on a scoring play. That's the difference.
We must take a break.
Right. Of course.
Chucks.
Thank you, Shine.
Were the Patriots in scoring position to get a field goal when Mac Jones fumbled the ball? I mean, Drake May fumbled the ball?
I don't know exactly where they were on the field.
That would be for Andy, the kicker. Yes.
Andy may not actually hit the kick, as we saw last week.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah, they were in the fringe. I think they might have been around the 30-yard line.
There we go.
Cool.
Let me throw this one into the ether. If he decides on 4th and 2, decides to throw that ball to Steph Diggs instead of Pop Douglas, do they get the first down?
Yeah.
If Steph Diggs was open, that would be great.
Standing right there.
Diggs
was not standing right there.
He was right there. He the ball
was not looking at the quarterback.
He ran a stick route.
There was a blitz coming from both sides. To throw hot. The job of the quarterback is to throw where the blitz is coming from. He threw it to Pop Douglas. Pop Douglas had to do was fall forward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But to defend Greg, I've ran many a stick routes, and that's what Steph Diggs ran.
Well, how would you define ran?
It's a route that you run. You run 4 yards, and you turn around, and the ball's put on you.
And the ball is there.
That's what you ran right before the end of Super Bowl 36?
No, that was the return route.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. But the stick route is a built-in route for a blitz because it's only a 4-yard route it's technically 5, but if you feel the pressure, you can cut it off at 3.
Yes, and the reason Pop Douglas is open is because the linebacker shaded towards Steph Diggs.
Yeah, but
when Wiggy was running it, they called it a crawler route, Curtis. All right. Rest of the leads coming up next. They said it at 7:20 and Rapture at about 11:10, I think. We don't know what time, but at some point today, maybe tomorrow. And if whoever is responsible for the Rapture gets tired, it might be Friday. But world ending soon.
Yep.
Glad to have you along until that point. And if we could, final days here on planet Earth, if we could open up the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis. Curtis, if you could poke your head outside and tell us not only what time the world is going to end, but what the temperature will be when it does, I would appreciate it.
Anytime, Greg. September 23rd will be the last day of 2025, over 80 degrees.
Okay. All right.
60 degrees right now. Sunny sky is going to be spectacular. Sunny in the low 80s this afternoon.
80. All right. I love it.
Going to get some rain tonight, but well after you're off the course.
Okay. you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. And now a lead from Chris Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Yesterday, it was real growth for me. I didn't talk about North Carolina for 4 hours. So on Saturday, the North Carolina Tar Heels lost 34-9 to UCF. The worst loss since week one, where they lost by 34 to TCU. Both of those losses are worse than any loss the program has suffered since 2018. Bill Belichick is broken, says the Yahoo headline I'm reading. He is contributing to this chaos. It's ludicrous to remove his agency in all of this and pretend he's completely under the spell of a younger girlfriend. Belichick has changed in the saddest way. It's like seeing your friend's dad for the first time since the divorce, rolling up outside of school in a red Mazda Miata, wearing jewelry for the first time, reeking of crappy cologne, and doing the finger guns like Shooter McGavin. Watching this has been, in a word, spectacular. And we're going to hear from another guy that's experiencing some schadenfreude at the expense of Michael Lombardi, and that's John Gruden.
Well, actually, she called the game winner against the Ravens on Monday Night Football a couple years ago. She came down on the field and helped me through a tough situation. It was an all-out blitz, and she told me to go with 58 surge. So thank God she saved the day that day. But I've never seen anything like that. You know, Mike Lombardi works for North Carolina. I've heard him criticize me several times. I'm sure he'll produce a TikTok today explaining exactly what was going on there.
So Mike Lombardi last year at this time was mocking Gerard Mayo for what's the plan at Gillette? I don't think they have a plan. How are you going to do this? And the self-proclaimed 33rd team already has boosters demanding a change at the coaching position. I will say this. There is a better chance of Jimmy Kimmel replacing Caroline Leavitt as the press secretary than there is of Bill Belichick coaching the Tar Heels next season. Thank you.
Why, can I ask, why does he allow her to be out there on the field talking to him during pregame? What is wrong? I understand that. I spent a good amount of time making sourdough, so I'm fully aware of how whipped one can be. But it's got to be more than that now. Is he isolated and only has her to turn to?
That's exactly what I think it is. I think that they feel like it's them against the world now, like the way in which the public has responded to their relationship. And so he lets her do what she wants. She wants to go and be on the field and talk to him here and there.
He looks like an idiot. Like when the fellas are warming up, and you're sitting there whispering nothings into your girlfriend's ear, you look like an idiot.
But Greg, this is what has been transpiring for years now. She's in charge. He is not. And look at what he wore on that CBS Sunday Morning interview.
Yeah,
she has taken over his life entirely, and she's sullying his reputation. But he's too far gone. Does he look like someone who's going to wake up today and say, you know what, I'm all set?
No. And it can't be the access no more. Like, we knew that the Hulu documentary.
By the way, where is that? I want to get the Hulu now.
Same.
Yeah, maybe midway through the season and sometimes when those shows come out. But it's more than that because it's down on the field and it's like a kiss before the game. And all that stuff should be done in the back, like before you even come out. But
you can't be like, you know, you're trying to lead young men and like they're watching you and your girlfriend in her stupid mini skirt and go-go boots is out there on the field taking up your time right before kickoff. Like you just look like a jackass.
Well, I think, look right.
I think that she would then say, well, you look at NFL games all the time and you see the wives and girlfriends out there with their kids,
Never before a game, though.
Yes, before the game. You see a lot of those.
Well before the
during
game.
During warm-ups, they're out
not,
there.
They're not out there during warm-ups. Like, we got to stop with that false narrative. They are out there when guys come out and they're in full uniform and they come out and it's focus time. Usually you come out an hour before the game, right? An hour before the game, stretch lines, and then you go into plays. They are not out there.
So what do you call that period of time where they come out?
They're like, that's like the pre-warm-up. Okay,
okay? So the pre-warm-ups. I'm just saying that I think that that's what she thinks she's doing. It's very different in college.
Curtis, 508 texter says she is Bill Belichick's Yoko Ono. Yeah. And, you know, Yoko ruined the Beatles.
Right.
Timely reference right there, by the way.
I would say, sadly, Bill ruined the Patriots by not paying Tom. But, yes, I understand the analogy. Mm.
Wow. Okay. How many wins he end up with this season?
So the Yahoo story.
Yeah, Clemson this week.
No, they're off this week. Clemson a week from Saturday. But he said the only game that they would be favored in down the stretch will be Duke and Wake Forest potentially. The rest, they're going to be underdogs. Right.
They could win the Clemson game. Clemson's not good this
season. Yeah, Clemson's
season,
not good, but, you know.
They're probably more talented than
Central watched
Florida.
The UCF game, and their quarterback, and not it was on him, but they had three turnovers inside the 20 off of kind of tip-ball interceptions. So, you know, I get the look of everything, but if you actually watch that game, they had an opportunity to go up and be up some points. I just think that all that other stuff that Curtis is talking about, it just highlights the losing even worse because right. They're 2-2.
If he were winning, then maybe things would be different.
Right. And the thing I would say this, if they were losing against the other Power Four schools in close games, we would be talking about it, but it might be a little bit different. They're getting blown out.
And yeah. Wiggy knows this. The players, whatever buy-in there was at the beginning is gone.
Yes.
Like, they're not going to let Bill yell at them, 20-year-old kids right now.
Okay,
he's
Curtis.
Losing like this. You got
nice,
it.
Nice lead, Curtis. Thank you. Rest of the leads coming up next, and then they set it at 7:20, and we will discuss what the mayor of Mack Island said when talking about throwing a pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.